Trump pardons Hunter Biden's former business partner Devin Archer. By Nick Gilbertson on March 25, 2025. President Donald Trump on Tuesday pardoned former Hunter Biden business associate Devin Archer, who provided bombshell testimony to House investigators about how Hunter included then-Vice President Joe Biden on a number of calls with business associates. White House Staff Secretary Will Scharf gave an overview of the pardon before Trump signed it. He was prosecuted relating to a fraud investigation. But notably, the tone and tenor of that prosecution changed dramatically after he began to cooperate with congressional investigators and serve as a witness against Hunter Biden and the Biden family, Scharf said. We believe that was an injustice, he added. Trump said that Archer is a victim and noted that many have called on him to pardon the former Biden associate. Many people have asked me to do this. They think he was treated very unfairly, and I looked at the records, studied the records, and he was, Trump said. He was a victim of a crime as far as I'm concerned. So we're gonna undo that, he said. Congratulations, Devin, Trump said after signing the pardon and displaying it around the room. Archer appeared on Fox News's Jesse Waters primetime on Monday and discussed the possibility of receiving a potential pardon. He and Trump had a chance encounter on Saturday at the NCAA Wrestling Championships in Philadelphia, which Archer recounted to Waters. Well, I'm not going to divulge the exact words that he said. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I have to say it was like a gladiatorial room because we were at the NCAA Finals, Archer replied. The energy was incredible. And I had gotten word from my attorney earlier that the president was discussing this, and he had acknowledged that he was going to do it. But I was sitting in the audience across the arena. And I saw some Secret Service rumblings, and they walked across the arena like Caesar and essentially pointed at me and said, the president wants to speak to you himself. And so I jumped over the railing and walked over slowly and had about 6 minutes with the president where he gave me some very encouraging words. So, I'm very hopeful for that. Archer also claimed he was the victim of a financial fraud. I didn't think, first of all, I didn't think I'd need this because I never did anything. I was a victim of financial fraud in which I invested a lot of money and was taken down on a whistleblower that was blowing the whistle on Hunter, he told Waters. Archer notably testified before Congress in July 2023 that on more than 20 occasions, Hunter included his father on speakerphone with business associates to sell the brand when Joe Biden was serving in the capacity of vice president, as Breitbart News noted.